Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Yamamas, Daf Mem Ches, the fourth parak, Ocholot Sobimto. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, the Gemara on the bottom, Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis, brought a machlokas regarding a Yafis Torah, whether the procedure of waiting 30 days with the various practices, such as growing her nails and cutting her hair, can be circumvented by forcing her to convert. The Rabban hold that can only be circumvented if she's makabel upon herself mitzvahs, whereas Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, afa bishul kibul aleha, even if she does not accept upon herself mitzvahs willingly, the procedure can be circumvented. Kofu madbilo shem shivchas, v'chozim madbilo shem shichur u'meshacharra. He forces her to immerse for the sake of entering slavery, which can be done against one's will, and he immerses her again for the sake of emancipation, and then he emancipates her. On this stuff, Rabbi brings a source for Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, for it's written regarding the Karban Pesach, "B'kol eved ish miknas kasef," and every eved of a man who is purchased with money, you shall circumcise him. Then he, referring to the master, may eat of it, referring to the Karban Pesach. The term eved ish is clearly not coming to exclude a slave of a woman. Rather, it's coming to teach eved ish atamal bakorcho, v'atamal ben ish bakorcho. A slave who is a man, you may circumcise against his will. But a son who is a man, referring to a non-Jewish adult son of a convert, you may not circumcise against his will. The Gemara explains how the Rabbanan interpret this pasuk. Point number two is Tanna Brisa regarding a yafes toar. V'gilcha es rosha, v'asasa es sipranela. She shall shave her head and make her nails. Rabbi Elazar says this means takos, she shall cut her nails, but Rabbi Kiva says it means to gadel, she shall let them grow. Rabbi Elazar said, nemra asiya barosh v'nemra asiya b'tziparnayim. A making is mentioned regarding her hair, and a making is mentioned regarding her nails. Mala halan havara afkan havara. Just as there, regarding the hair, it's a form of removal, so too here, regarding the nails, it refers to removal. But Rabbi Kiva says the comparison teaches malal nivol afkan nivol. Just as there, regarding the removal of hair, it makes her look repulsive, so to here, regarding the nails, it makes her look repulsive, which is accomplished by growing them. The Brisa brings a proof for Rabbi Eliezer from the pasuk, which states, "Umifivoshes ben Shol yard likros hamelach v'lo asa ragov v'lo asa svamo." And Mifivoshes, son of Shol, came down to greet the king. He had not made his feet, and he had not made his mustache. The making here clearly refers to removal. And point number three, it was taught in a Brisa, "Mekaimim avadim she'enim malin divar v'shmol." One may keep slaves who are not circumcised. These are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. But Rabbi Kiva says, "Ein makaimim." One may not keep them. Rabbi Shmuel said to Rabbi Kiva, "Behold, says in the pasuk regarding resting on Shabbos, v'yinafesh ben amasecha, and your maidservant's son will be refreshed," referring to an uncircumcised slave. This proves one may keep an uncircumcised slave. Rabbi Kiva responded that the pasuk is referring to Belkech Eved Ben Ashmashos, well, he speak Lemuo, one who purchased the slave Ben Ashmashos and did not have time to circumcise him before Shabbos. The Gemara explains that they both agree, nevertheless, that the pasuk is referring to someone who has a slave that was not circumcised, for it was taught in another Brisa, since another pasuk says, "Leman Yanuch Avdecha, V'mascha Kamocha," in order that your slave and maidservant will rest like you, referring to a circumcised slave, the pasuk of Yinafesh ben Amasecha refers to an uncircumcised slave. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis brought a machlokas regarding a Yafes Torah, whether the procedure of waiting 30 days with the various practices, such as growing her nails and cutting her hair, can be circumvented by forcing her to convert. The Rabban hold that can only be circumvented if she's makabel upon herself mitzvahs, whereas Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, afa bishul kibul aleha, even if she does not accept upon herself mitzvahs willingly, the procedure can be circumvented. Kofu madbilo shem shivchas, v'chozim madbilo shem shichur u'meshacharra. He forces her to immerse for the sake of entering slavery, which can be done against one's will, and he immerses her again for the sake of emancipation, and then he emancipates her. On this stuff, Rabbi brings a source for Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, for it's written regarding the Karban Pesach, "B'kol eved ish miknas kasef," and every eved of a man who is purchased with money, you shall circumcise him. Then he, referring to the master, may eat of it, referring to the Karban Pesach. The term eved ish is clearly not coming to exclude a slave of a woman. Rather, it's coming to teach eved ish atamal bakorcho, v'atamal ben ish bakorcho. A slave who is a man, you may circumcise against his will. But a son who is a man, referring to a non-Jewish adult son of a convert, you may not circumcise against his will. The Gemara explains how the Rabbanan interpret this pasuk. Point number two is Tanna Brisa regarding a Yafes Toar. V'gilcha es rosha, v'asasa es sipranela. She shall shave her head and make her nails. Rabbi Elazar says this means takos, she shall cut her nails, but Rabbi Kiva says it means to gadel, she shall let them grow. Rabbi Elazar said, nemra asiya barosh v'nemra asiya b'tziparnayim. A making is mentioned regarding her hair, and a making is mentioned regarding her nails. Mala halan havara afkan havara. Just as there, regarding the hair, it's a form of removal. So too here, regarding the nails, it refers to removal. But Rabbi Akiva says the comparison teaches malal nivol af kan nivol, just as there, regarding the removal of hair, it makes you look repulsive, so too here, regarding the nails, it makes you look repulsive, which is accomplished by growing them. The Braisa brings a proof for Rabbi Eliezer from the Pasuk, which states, Mephivosheth ben Shol yard likros ha-melech lo'asa ragov v'lo'asa sfamo. And Mephivosheth, son of Shol, came down to greet the king. He had not made his feet, and he had not made his mustache. The making here clearly refers to removal. And point number three, it was taught in a brayso, mekaymim avadim she'enim malim divrei Rabbi Shmuel. One may keep slaves who are not circumcised. These are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. But Rabbi Akiva says, ein mekaymim. One may not keep them. Rabbi Shmuel said to Rabbi Akiva, behold, says in the pasuk regarding resting on Shabbos, v'yinafesh ben amasecha, and your maidservant's son will be refreshed, referring to an uncircumcised slave. This proves one may keep an uncircumcised slave. Rabbi Akiva responded that the pasuk is referring to bo'kech eved ben ashmashos, well, he speak lemulo, one who purchased the slave ben ashmashos and did not have time to circumcise him before Shabbos. The Gemara explains that they both agree, nevertheless, that the pasuk is referring to someone who has a slave that was not circumcised. For it was taught in another braisa, since another pasuk says, L'man yanuch avdecha, v'mascha kamocha, in order that your slave and maidservant will rest like you, referring to a circumcised slave, the pasuk of Yinafesh ben Amasecha refers to an uncircumcised slave. All right, so now we go to Simra Daf Mem Ches, and our standard simra relates to moach, a brain. We're going to use brainiacs. Brainiacs are very brainy people. So here goes. The brainiacs who want to calculate the percentage of soldiers who force their yafas toars to convert to cut down their wait time and to determine using their newfangled repulsive meter the difference between cut hair and long nails use their slaves who weren't circumcised to carry out the experiments. Once again in slow motion. The brainiacs, that must be more than duff, memches, moach. The brainiacs who want to calculate the percentage of soldiers who force their yafas toars to convert to cut down the wait time, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a source for Mishnah Lazar's opinion that a soldier can force a yafas toar to convert in order to circumvent the wait time. For it's written regarding the carbon pace of a called Eved Ish Miknes Kasif, and every Eved of a man who is purchased with money, you shall circumcise him. Then he, referring to the master, may eat of it, referring to the carbon Pesach. The term Eved Ish is coming to teach a slave who is a man, you may circumcise against his will, but a son who is a man, referring to a non-Jewish adult son of a convert, you may not circumcise against his will. So, the brainiacs who want to calculate the percentage of soldiers who force their yafas toars to convert to cut down the wait time and to determine using their newfangled repulsive meter the difference between cut hair and long nails, which reminds us, this machlok is whether yafas toar cuts her nails or grows them. Rabbi Eliezer holds that just as her hair is cut, her nails are cut, whereas Rabbi Akiva holds that just as her cut hair makes her look repulsive, so too growing her nails makes her look repulsive. So, the brainiacs who want to calculate the percentage of soldiers who force their yafas toars to convert to cut down the wait time and to determine using their newfangled repulsive meter the difference between cut hair and long nails use their slaves who weren't circumcised to carry out the experiments, which reminds us, we have machlokes, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, whether one may keep slaves that are not circumcised. So once again, the brainiacs who want to calculate the percentage of soldiers who force their yafas toars to convert to cut down the wait time and to determine using their newfangled repulsive meter the difference between cut hair and long nails use their slaves who weren't circumcised to carry out the experiments. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.